The Florida Association of Women Lawyers, otherwise known as FAWL, is holding its annual lobby days in Tallahassee. Members are hearing from policymakers, visiting lawmakers, and they're also looking to expand their good works. As the first full week of the legislative session got underway, FAWL members heard from Attorney General Ashley Moody, Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Freed, Department of Juvenile Justice Secretary Simone Marsteller, and Senate Minority Leader Audrey Gibson. They also got briefed on the bills they're backing from subject matter experts. For example, Guardian Ad Litem Executive Director Alan Abramowitz went over House Bill 421. It expedites the process of finding permanent homes for abused and neglected kids. And he says lawmakers want to know why children are spending so long in foster care.
And there's good reasons sometimes. I mean, every case is so unique you can't generalize. But children really shouldn't languish in foster care. A year is a long time in the life of a child. We've accepted that.
Guardian Ad Litem's Director of Appeals, Thomasina Moore, is also a member of FAWL. And she explained the upcoming partnership between the two groups that will involve attorneys volunteering 1 hour per month to advise youths who are close to aging out of foster care.
Just to be able to talk to them, answer their questions, maybe life questions, maybe legal questions, a real mentoring initiative. And we're even going to structure it so that you can treat them like a client, and we will transport them to your office. If you'd like to schedule an appointment that meets your schedule, we'll bring them there to you.
The mentoring partnership kicks off next month. Meanwhile, House Bill 421 has cleared one committee and faces two more. Its Senate companion, which is Senate Bill 262, has cleared three committees and it's poised for a floor hearing. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.